From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appeals public to wear masks indoors and outdoors. Indonesia offers proposals to face global challenge in Sherpa meeting. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has appealed to the public to always wear masks while carrying out indoor and outdoor activities since the COVID-19 pandemic is not over yet. This was stated by President Joko Widodo at the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on Sunday. He and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo performed Idul Adha prayer 1443 Hijri at the Istiqlal Mosque on Sunday morning. He then reminded local, city, district, and provincial governments, as well as the army and police, to keep working on booster vaccination. Indonesia offered three proposals to find solutions in facing multidimensional global challenges at the second Sherpa meeting of the G20 Indonesia presidency. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said in his address to the opening of the second Sherpa meeting in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara, Sunday virtually. G20 Sherpa meeting is a forum attended by G20 member countries to discuss issues related to energy, development, tourism, digital economy, education, and many others. Next, we have domestic travelers using all means of transportation are demanded to have received booster shots following an increase in COVID-19 cases of a BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants in Indonesia. The government has revealed that the mandatory conditions are stipulated and will be made effective from July 17, 2022. According to the circular letter that Antara quoted on Sunday, third dose recipients are not necessarily required to show the PCR or antigen test result at any time they travel. Instead, second dose recipients must get PCR or antigen test, while those receiving the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine must get PCR test prior to their departure. Now we move to the international news. Rescuers picked through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine searching for 2 dozen people, including a child, feared trapped after a Russian rocket strike on the 5-story building killed 15 people. President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff Andriy Yermak said the attack in the town of Chasiv Yar in the Donetsk region was another terrorist attack and Russia should be designated as a state sponsor of terrorism. We continue with leaders of Sri Lanka's protest movement said on Sunday they would occupy the residences of the president and prime minister until they finally quit office, the day after the two men agreed to resign, leaving the country in political limbo. Thousands of protesters stormed President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's home and office and the prime minister's official residence on Saturday as demonstrations over their inability to overcome a devastating economic crisis erupted into violence. Next, we have Japan's conservative coalition government increase its majority in the upper house of parliament in an election on Sunday, 2 days after the assassination of prominent LDP member and power broker, former Premier Shinzo Abe. The last news comes from South Korea's president, who will suspend informal media briefings he has held nearly every day since taking office in May, his office said on Monday, citing rising numbers of COVID-19 infections as a survey showed a fall in his approval ratings. The end of the freewheeling briefings, which broke with years of tradition as President Yoon Suk-yeol sought to step up transparency, also comes amid growing questions over scandal and party turmoil. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: BNI increases export to South Korea. Bank Negara Indonesia or BNI increased export to South Korea through the 2022 Imported Goods Fair or IGF exhibition, which was held by the Korea Imported Association or KOIMA from 23 to 25 June 2022 at Kwekseol, South Korea. Indonesian Ambassador to South Korea, Gandhi Sulistianto, said that in this activity, the Indonesian Pavilion broke 19 micro, small and medium business partners, assisted by BNI and Five Food and Beverage Businesses actors to promote superior products. These products include furniture, wooden decoration, silver jewelry, pearls, cosmetic, coffee, and food products. Ambassador Gandhi, in official statement in Jakarta, explained that this activity was very positive to support the sustainability of domestic, micro, small, and medium business. In the event, several potential orders for food and beverage products were successfully recorded, up to $546,000, and this could still increase because several business actors are still communicating and in the negotiation stage with potential buyers. In an event supported by BNI, the Ministry of Trade and the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul, SIG entrepreneurs conducted online business matching with Seoul Korean importers, one of which is the large retail company in South Korea. In this activity, a memorandum of understanding was also signed between BNI and Koima, which was carried out by BNI's Director of Customer Business, Corina Leila Karnalis, and Koima's Executive Vice Chairman, Kim Yong-sun. This MOU includes cooperation in business matching programs and information actions related to Indonesian exporters and South Korean importers. Corina said, South Korea has a large market potential for Indonesian products, considering that 82% of South Koreans live in urban area and have a longer life expectancy. That's Diplomatic Corner. We begin today in history with the event on July 11 about World Population Day. World Population Day has been observed every July 11 since 1989 by the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. The date was inspired by 5 Billion Day on July 11, 1987. The estimated death when the world population reached 5 billion people. World Population Day aims to raise public awareness about various population issues such as the importance of the family planning, gender equality, poverty, maternal health, and human rights. We move with the event on July 11, 1973, when Varig Airlines crashed in Paris, 123 people died. On July 11, 1973, the plane from Varig Airlines with flight number 820 crashed near Paris, France. The plane crash, which resulted in 123 people being killed, was allegedly caused by a vibe from the toilet that came from a lit cigarette butt. On that incident, the Federal Aviation Administration issues a ban on smoking while on board. We end today in history with the event on July 11, 1995, Srebrenica Massacre. On July 11, 1995, the Srebrenica Massacre took place. Around 8,000 ethnic Bosnian Muslim men and teenagers in the Srebrenica area, Bosnia, were killed by Republican Sparta troop led by General Ratko Mladic. General Mladic became an international fugitive for being guilty of genocide and various other war crimes in Yugoslavia. On 27 February 2007, the International Court of Justice declared this independent a genocide. In addition to the Bosnian Serb troop, the Scorpion Serb paramilitary troops and hundreds of volunteers from Ukraine and Russia were also guilty of this massacre. That's today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra, ta-ra-ta, ta-ra-ra, ta-ta-ta-ra.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku punya niat yang baik. Coba ku ungkapkan padamu, berharap kamu kan menjadi rencana besar di hidupku. Tapi kau bilang pergi sana, kamu tak mau cinta. kepada diriku, jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Pada diriku, jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpi? Aku mau menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara jauh pergi, tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpi?
aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh. Aku mau. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, yeah. Ingin aku ada di sana, ada di sana, di sana.
Aku mau.
Editor was office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Hara Valley in West Sumatra. Entering this fertile valley, your eyes will feel the natural atmosphere of the mountains decorated with rows of beautiful waterfalls as high as about 100 meters. This place is surrounded by colorful granite stones with a height of 100 to 500 meters. It's a charming natural beauty. Harau Valley has beautiful and exotic waterfalls. Among them are Akar Swinging Waterfall, Sarasa Bunta Waterfall, Sarasa Morai Waterfall, and Sarasa Ai Luluih Waterfall. The four waterfalls offer different views from each other. For example, at Sarasa Ai Luluih, the water flows through the stone walls into a natural bathing pool under the waterfall. For rock climbing lovers, the Harau Valley is also ready to challenge with steep cliffs that surround the valley and steep rock hills. Another activity that can be done in the Harau Valley is trekking. To do this, visitors can use the services of a tour guide so as not to get lost. Harau Valley is located in Harau District, 50 Kota Regency, West Sumatra Province. To reach the Harau Valley, you can start the journey from Bukit Tinggi to the west to Pekanbaru. The trip takes about 1.5 hours with a distance of 44 kilometers. A day may not be enough to explore the Harau Valley. Therefore, you can spend the night in a homestay or resort in around the Harau Valley. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقاو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta sehingga cinta yang tunggu.
maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Anda tinggal di mana? Anda tinggal di mana? Which means, where do you live? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a pharmacy clerk. The pharmacy clerk asks Dev's address and he answers by telling her his address. Let's listen to the conversation.
Anda tinggal di mana?
Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Tinggal, tinggal, which means live. Di Hotel Tamrin, which means at Tamrin Hotel. Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin. Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin, which means I live at Tamrin Hotel. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin. Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin, which means I live at Tamrin Hotel. In the sentence, there is an expression, saya tinggal, which means I live. It is used to inform an address. In the sentence, the expression saya tinggal is used to inform where Dev lives, namely at Tamrin Hotel. To inform a living place, you can use the phrase saya tinggal, which means I live, followed by the living place, such as di Hotel Tamrin, which means at Tamrin Hotel. Besides the expression saya tinggal, which means I live, you can also use the expression alamat saya, which means my address, to inform a living place. Let's listen to the expression to inform a living place. Saya tinggal, which means I live. Saya tinggal di Perumahan Permata, Kota Bogor. Saya tinggal di Perumahan Permata, Kota Bogor, which means I live at Permata Residence, Bogor City. Alamat saya, which means my address. Alamat saya di Jalan Mawar, nomor 11, Kota Medan. Alamat saya di Jalan Mawar, nomor 11, Kota Medan. Which means, my address is on Mawar Street, number 11, Medan City. In Indonesia, a full address consists of a street or a residence name, number, sub-district or village, district, city or regency, and province. For example, Jalan Venus nomor 1, Desa Jelantik, Kecamatan Kopang, Kota Mataram, Provinsi Nusa Tenggara Barat. Which means, Venus Street number 1, Jelantik Village, Kopang District, Mataram City, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda tinggal di mana?
Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Suara Baru by Rita S. Lyrics of the song Suara Baru really feels in the heart, with a very neat composition of keroncong music and improvements from the violin and flute that arouse the musical taste of the listener. This keroncong song composed by Marjo Kahar tells the story of a singer entertaining her listeners when they are sad, so they can be happy again. Well, listener, here is Rita S. with the keroncong song entitled Suara Baru. Enjoy!
Nantilah mendapat From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.